The market was a very busy place. Men shopped for their families, and peddlers hawked their goods and services. Some, like the tea shop, had their own stalls. With such a big urn and so many trays of cups, it had to stay in one place. Tea boys ran back and forth into the labyrinth of the marketplace, carrying tea to customers who couldn't leave their own shops, then running back again with the empty cups. "I could do that," Parvana whispered. She'd like to be able to run around in the market, to know its winding streets as well as she knew the four walls of her home. Her father turned to look at her.
"I'd rather see you running around the schoolyard."
He turned around again to call out to the passing men.
"Anything written? Anything read? Pashto and Dari. Wonderful items for sale."
Parvana frowned. It wasn't her fault she wasn't in school. She would rather be there too, instead of sitting on this uncomfortable blanket, her back and bottom getting sore. She missed her friends, her blue and white school uniform, and doing new things each day. History was her favourite subject, especially Afghan history. Everybody had come to Afghanistan. The Persians came 4,000 years ago. Alexander the Great came too, followed by the Greeks, Arabs, Turks, British, and finally the Soviets. One of the conquerors, Tamerlane from Samarkand, cut off the heads of his enemies and stacked them in huge piles, like melons at a fruit stand. All these people had come to Parvana's beautiful country to try to take it over, and the Afghans had kicked them all out again. But now the country was ruled by the Taliban militia. They were Afghans, and they had very definite ideas about how things should be run. When they first took over the capital city of Kabul and forbade girls to go to school, Parvana wasn't terribly unhappy. She had a test coming up in arithmetic that she hadn't prepared for, and she was in trouble for talking in class again. The teacher was going to send a note to her mother, but the Taliban took over first.
"What are you crying for?"
she had asked Nuria, who couldn't stop sobbing. "I think a holiday's very nice." Parvana was sure the Taliban would let them go back to school in a few days. By then, her teacher would have forgotten all about sending a tattletale note to her mother.
"You're just stupid," Nuria screamed at her. "Leave me alone."
One of the difficulties of living with your whole family in one room was that it was impossible to really leave anyone alone. Wherever Nuria went, there was Parvana, and wherever Parvana went, there was Nuria. Both of Parvana's parents had come from old, respected Afghan families. With their education, they had earned high salaries. They had had a big house with a courtyard, a couple of servants, a television set, a refrigerator, a car. Nuria had had her own room. Parvana had shared a room with her little sister, Mariam. Mariam chattered a lot, but she thought Parvana was wonderful. It had certainly been wonderful to get away from Nuria sometimes. That house had been destroyed by a bomb. The family had moved several times since then. Each time they moved to a smaller place. Every time their house was bombed, they lost more of their things. With each bomb, they got poorer. Now they lived together in one small room. There had been a war going on in Afghanistan for more than 20 years, twice as long as Parvana had been alive. At first it was the Soviets who rolled their big tanks into the country and flew warplanes that dropped bombs on villages and the countryside. Parvana was born 1 month before the Soviets started going back to their own country.
"You were such an ugly baby, the Soviets couldn't stand to be in the same country with you,"
Nuria was fond of telling her.
"They fled back across the border in horror, as fast as their tanks could carry them."
After the Soviets left, the people who had been shooting at the Soviets decided they wanted to keep shooting at something, so they shot at each other. Many bombs fell on Kabul during that time. Many people died. Bombs had been part of Parvana's whole life. Every day, every night, rockets would fall out of the sky and someone's house would explode. When the bombs fell, people ran. First they ran one way, then they ran another, trying to find a place where the bombs wouldn't find them. When she was younger, Parvana was carried. When she got bigger, she had to do her own running.